With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Al Green censure resolution may come to a vote today in the House after Democrats failed to block its advance. The Democrat congressman not only heckled President Trump during this week's speech, he stood up, screamed, and waved a cane in the air. After refusing to sit down, he had to be removed from the chamber by the sergeant-at-arms. The White House acknowledging talks between U.S. officials and the hostage-holding Hamas terrorist group.
Dialogue and talking to people around the world to do what's in the best interest of the American people is something that the president has proven is what he believes is good faith effort to do what's right for the American people.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, the president warns Hamas it will face total destruction if it doesn't release all of the captives it's holding, including the bodies of those who were murdered, and he says they should be released immediately. Also at SRNnews.com, the judicial branch, the Supreme Court, tells the executive branch, the Trump administration, how to spend foreign aid funds.
By a 5-4 vote, the High Court rejected an emergency appeal from the Trump administration and reinstated a lower court order to release nearly $2 billion in frozen foreign aid. But it was not clear how quickly money would start flowing. Justices told the lower court judge to clarify his earlier order that required the quick release of aid to pay nonprofit groups and businesses for work that had already been done. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Blizzard conditions across parts of Minnesota and Nebraska generated by the storms that earlier this week left 3 people dead in Mississippi and damaged or destroyed homes and businesses in that state and in Oklahoma. On the West Coast, forecasters warn of heavy rains and mountain snow across California and other parts of the West into tomorrow. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 373. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical calls for peace.
Franklin Graham is urging all Christians to pray for an end to the war in Ukraine, which began 3 years ago with Russia's invasion. Writing on X, Graham says, quote, "The progress we had all hoped for toward peace is again delayed. Pray for the people of Ukraine and that there would be an end to this terrible war. The conflict has killed tens of thousands and has displaced even more people while devastating large parts of Ukraine." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has extended a nationwide block on President Trump's executive orders, halting federal funding for providers of sex change operations on children. The judge's ruling comes in a lawsuit filed by families with transgender kids who claim their health care has been compromised by the president's actions. Another judge has also blocked Mr. Trump's action in 4 states, which filed their own lawsuit over that executive order. Left-wing groups have launched more than 100 lawsuits in all. This is SRN News. A street painted with the phrase Black Lives Matter will get a makeover. The controversial mural will be erased.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says the city can't afford to be distracted by meaningless congressional interference, and the federal job cuts must be the number one concern. Bowser is facing growing pressure of a federal takeover from President Trump and Republicans in Congress. The mayor ordered the painting in 2020 and renamed the intersection Black Lives Matter Plaza as a public act of defiance following the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A backcountry adventure turns tragic in Alaska. State police say 3 skiers flown by helicopter to a remote mountain range were swept away by an avalanche and likely died under the weight of dozens of feet of snow. The slide happened late Tuesday afternoon near the community of Girdwood, about 40 miles south of Anchorage. More details at srnnews.com.